From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Halston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where people with Down syndrome are among those at highest risk from the coronavirus. That's according to the CDC, which recently put it on the list of conditions that make people especially prone to serious illness or even death if they contract COVID-19. The good news is people with Down syndrome have also been prioritized to receive the vaccine. And among those who have gotten their shot is a Cape Cod man who survived his own frightening bout with COVID back in January. His name is Jonathan Durr, and he recently spoke with WBUR's Callum Borchers about his experience. Cal is with me now. Hey, hey, Callum, how's it going?
Hey, hey, Paris, going well.
So why were you interested in Jonathan's story?
Well, you know, it started with I read a piece in Science magazine about a study that showed people with Down syndrome are 10 times more likely than the general population to die from COVID-19. Now, first of all, that's alarming. But second of all, it surprised me, Paris, because I think like many people, I think of Down syndrome as an intellectual disability. And so the connection isn't obvious. So that led to a conversation with Joaquin Espinoza, who heads the Linda Cernik Institute for Down Syndrome in Colorado. And he explained that the extra chromosome that causes Down syndrome can also cause other health problems.
Individuals with Down syndrome have many differences in their immune system. And their immune system is hyperreactive to viral infections. They get more complications when they are infected with viruses.
So, Paris, that helped me and listeners understand what was going on, but I still thought it was important to hear directly from somebody who has Down syndrome and went through COVID. So with some help from a disability advocacy group called The ARC, I found Jonathan Durr.
Ah, that is interesting, Callum. And it must have been really concerning for Jonathan when he tested positive for COVID-19.
Well, it was because Jonathan also has other risk factors like congenital heart disease and lung disease. His mother told me that she was terrified. And even Jonathan, who's a very upbeat person, was a little discouraged when he tested positive. Here's a bit of our conversation about how he was feeling.
At first, I said, why me? Why I have COVID? It's like a cold, no chills, fever, headaches.
Did you know when you got sick that having Down syndrome made you perhaps more susceptible to being ill, that it could be particularly dangerous to have COVID-19 because you have Down syndrome?
I heard about it just with friends who have Down syndrome also, but just can't give up.
So, Paris, Jonathan knew that he was in a high-risk group because he'd seen friends with Down syndrome battle the virus, too.
What was Jonathan's COVID-19 experience like, and how's he doing now?
Well, there was a scary point where his oxygen level really dipped pretty low, and he had to go to Brigham and Women's. Fortunately, he was able to go back to his mother's house pretty quickly and ride out his illness there. He and his mom think he may have recovered well because he exercised regularly before getting sick, and so he was in better shape than many other people with Down syndrome. He's now back to work as a cart attendant at a grocery store on the Cape, where he has his own apartment. And he's a Special Olympics athlete, and he recently got a second vaccine dose, so he is eager to get back to team sports soon.
Basketball, track, golf in the summer, and soccer in the fall.
Well, we will certainly be hoping that he does. That's reporter Callum Borchers. Thanks so much for shining light on this.
Glad to be with you, Paris.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. A Worcester firefighter who died on the job has been posthumously awarded the state's Medal of Honor. After helping another firefighter escape to safety during a house fire, Lieutenant Jason Menard died in 2019. Along with more than 70 other firefighters, Menard was honored Monday by State Fire Marshal Peter Ostrowski during the state's annual Firefighter of the Year Awards.
Lieutenant Jason Menard was a 10-year member of the Worcester Fire Department. He was a firefighter's firefighter, always there to help his brothers and sisters. Without a doubt, his favorite job was father to his three children.
Menard also left behind a wife. Meanwhile, the National Women's Hockey League gets to finish its season right here in Boston at the Warrior Ice Arena later this month. The league had just started its playoffs last month in a bubble in Lake Placid, New York, before an outbreak of the coronavirus shut everything down. For the Boston Pride, one of four teams still competing for the Isabel Cup, playing at Warrior gives them a home ice advantage. Pride general manager Carolyn Pilch says they still feel the sting of almost losing the season.
Of course, disappointment is, absolutely how everyone is going to feel coming out of that. And I think that's why we're all so excited and grateful that, you know, the league has worked really hard to make sure that we're coming back in a safe environment and able to finish these games.
Play resumes March 26th with the semifinals, followed by the Isabel Cup final the next day. There will be no live fans, but it will be televised nationally on the NBC Sports Network. And finally, Professor Cornel West will leave Harvard University for the second time. A philosopher and prominent progressive thinker, West was never granted tenure after returning to the university 5 years ago. He left Harvard in 2002 after a public row with then-President Larry Summers. In an interview with the online publication The Boycott Times Monday, West, who is a Black socialist and outspoken about the Israel-Palestine crisis, says he discovered today's Harvard is more diverse in its leadership.
But it does not yet translate on the ground in terms of faculty, in terms of being able to speak to the seeking for truth among the students.
West will return to the Union Theological Seminary in New York, where he took his first academic job in the mid-1970s. Before we say goodbye, I want to ask you a favor. You may have heard, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, we're doing a survey about Consider This Boston. The reason? We want to keep making this podcast the best it can be for you. And we need your help with that. We're already getting some awesome responses. One of the questions on the survey is about our best attribute as a local news source. And one of you wrote that you liked the diversity of stories covered and how we take you to parts of the city that you wouldn't otherwise visit, especially during the pandemic. Keep these awesome responses coming, and if you haven't already, please help us keep improving the show by giving us your feedback. Head over to wbur.org/survey to share your thoughts. That's wbur.org/survey. We'd really appreciate it. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since your feedback and our show, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. A lot happens in our city every day. Want the Boston version of this show along with WBUR's best local news stories all in a podcast feed? Just search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and the arts, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.